Right now, folks, we're going to have to ask you to give a listen to old JB right here. He's going to sing you a mighty, he's not going to sing it. He's going to tell you a mighty sad story about Big Joe and Phantom 309.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was getting down on my luck. I got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east towards my hometown. I made a whole lot of miles the first few days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way outside of town, at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. Well, I was hungry and freezing, and I caught a chill when the lights of a big old semi topped the hill. Oh, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes coming on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man, must have weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. He said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. Why, there ain't a driver or a rig running any line. Seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low. He said, "Get yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig took off out into the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and I ordered me a cup. I told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, wait a minute, did I say something wrong?" I asked him with a kind of halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight, where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they was right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control and he went into a skid and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then some hitchhiker comes by, and like you, Big Joe, give him a ride. Have another cup of coffee, son, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe Phantom 309.
That's J.B. Brown.